This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Police investigating a deadly shooting near a bar and grill at Pikes Peak and South Academy. One person under arrest for interfering with the initial response to the shooting, not the shooting itself. 41-year-old Eric Hart was following responding medical crews with the CSFD, pointing what was believed to be a firearm at them. That gun turned out to be a very realistic BB gun. Hart now arrested on charges of felony menacing, obstruction of a firefighter, and reckless driving. No information about what led to that deadly shooting has been released to the public. At this time, just miles away, another investigation has a convenience store and gas station near the MLK bypass surrounded by police officers in yellow caution tape. That gas station, located near Fountain and Circle, police have not provided any further details into this case, just saying that they do not believe it is related to the case at Pikes Peak and Academy.
A baby who died at an unlicensed daycare in Widefield suffocated after being put down for a nap on an adult bed. Daycare owner Dana McNair currently is facing felony child abuse charges in this investigation. The coroner's report says the three-month-old child had been placed on his side in an adult bed on top of a blanket, sheets, and comforter. He was found less than an hour later, face down and unresponsive, and later died at a hospital. Though the death has been ruled accidental, child sleep expert Liz Montgomery says it was preventable.
Side sleeping hasn't been a recommendation since the early 90s. We always put babies on their backs. The other issue that I totally see that is glaring is a soft surface.
The CDC recommends always putting babies under the age of one on a firm, flat surface in a crib or pack and play, away from soft bedding like comforters, blankets, or pillows. A former Colorado Springs youth pastor accused of sexually assaulting a child in his youth group has pleaded guilty to the charge of sex assault on a child by a person in a position of trust. Vincent Stites, the former youth pastor at Friendship Assembly of God Church, was arrested in February on charges stemming from a sexual relationship with a girl in the 2000s when the girl was just 12. Sentencing in this case is scheduled for September 23rd.
Now to the latest on COVID-19 in Colorado, where 58% of the eligible population in El Paso County have received at least one dose of the vaccine. Just fewer than 50% of El Paso County residents considered fully vaccinated. A check of the latest case numbers with 114 cases and two additional COVID-19 related deaths reported for El Paso County. That's the highest number of cases we've seen thus far in the week. 9 new cases reported in Pueblo County, 3 in Teller County. Fremont County reporting 5 new cases of the virus after going 2 days without any new cases to report. Thousands of Coloradans who received their COVID-19 vaccinations through the Department of Defense are about to become eligible for the state's comeback cash drawings. The Colorado Joint Information Center confirmed yesterday that the DOD was unable to get information on the vaccine recipients to the state in time for yesterday's third $1 million drawing. That announcement set for Friday. State officials confirming that the information should be in their system by next week. That'll make all DOD vaccine recipients eligible for the next comeback cash lottery and scholarship drawing.
Colorado Springs firefighters have a new temporary tool to train for the job thanks to a big donation. The former Sears location at the Chapel Hills Mall will soon be torn down as part of a new development at the site. The company working on the project has donated the building to CSFD for some ventilation training. Firefighter Emily Smith says the department is happy to use this opportunity to train their teams in a real-world situation before the structure comes down for good.
We're taking all of the truck companies in the city up here to practice ventilation training. So we're getting our chainsaws up, we're cutting all these big holes that you can see behind me, and that allows smoke and heat to be removed from the building to let that fire attack go a little bit faster.
CSFD says it's rare that departments get the opportunity to do this particular type of practice since it requires cutting holes in the roof, which would normally cause extensive repairs.
And a real estate listing in the Broadmoor Bluffs area is going viral. The home is covered in vulgar graffiti, smells of rotting meat, and has a number of broken windows. Local realtor Mimi Foster says that she's been getting a number of calls for people interested in this home as the ultimate fixer-upper, thanks in part to her tongue-in-cheek listing.
You will also notice there's not one surface of the home that's not been enhanced with black spray paint or a swinging hammer.
And despite all these issues, the listing price for this home, $590,000.
We'll go from sunny to partly cloudy with a few isolated showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. And once again, record-breaking heat in the forecast. 97 degrees for Colorado Springs this afternoon, 103 in the Pueblo area. Slightly milder temperatures coming up on Friday and a slightly better chance for a few showers and thunderstorms. 92 Colorado Springs Friday afternoon, 97 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.